It's a warm, sunny morning, and a stream of water less than a yard wide trickles down Montecito Creek just off of East Valley Road in Montecito. It's deceivingly peaceful, almost serene here. Less than 100 feet away, Mary Beth Myers walks under a cluster of sycamore and oak trees. She gets emotional. This is where her cottage once stood, an area called Old Spanish Town, where a cluster of small homes were obliterated by the January 9th storm.
Unbelievable. When it was fully occupied, my driveway had 24 people living in it. Only about 3 or 4 people went through the storm and lived. 9 people passed here, and 2 next-door neighbors, from the ages of 2 to 79.
Myers says it was literally chance that she wasn't in her home when the storm hit. She says she was less concerned with the voluntary evacuation order than the fact it was cold in her 100-year-old cottage.
I was here Monday night on the 8th, and it was raining a little bit. It was dark, and it was very cold, and my little cottage was extremely rustic, so it didn't have interior heat, and I hadn't gotten a fire going, and I just left. Tuesday morning, a friend of mine who works for the county waterworks sent me a video and said, "Are you okay? I think this is your house." I just couldn't believe it. I watched it probably 10 times, and then I realized that that indeed was where my house used to be.
Meyer says even 3 months later, there's still shock over what happened.
It's still pretty unbelievable to me that I could leave one day to a full house of things and a lifestyle, and I come back and there's, you know, sticks and rocks.
Myers, who's an interior decorator, was already in the permit process to replace her 640-square-foot cottage with a slightly larger 1,000-square-foot home when the disaster hit. As she walks around what was the site of her home, there's no sign of it, just a little rubble, some tree trunks, and some boulders.
And that's where the house goes, right there. So that boulder really, it says about my front door, where my front door used to be. This is where the bedroom was, right here.
Crews are working hard in the area to repair utilities, but rebuilding homes is a bigger issue. Like thousands of other people who lost homes or had them heavily damaged by the Thomas Fire or 1-9 debris flow, Myers is now facing the daunting task of rebuilding. Since she was already planning a new home, she says she's more familiar with how it works than most people. But besides going through the building permit process, Montecito debris flow victims are facing an extra issue. FEMA is updating its floodplain maps in the wake of the disaster, which could potentially impact the ability of some people to rebuild.
It's extremely frustrating. A lot of us now are living in the space between. What am I allowed to do? Can I rebuild? Do I even want to rebuild? But we need the answer, and we're all waiting for answers. Because of the level of geographical change, FEMA is creating completely new maps. So I understand the need for that. But yeah, as a homeowner, we're all out there renting. A lot of people are paying mortgages. So you're paying a mortgage, you're renting, and you're waiting.
Santa Barbara County has set up a center in Montecito which helps people deal with many of the post-disaster questions for those who had homes destroyed or damaged.
Some folks are really building right away. They're moving forward, they have architects, they know what to do. Other folks are kind of at a loss.
Ben Romo is Community Recovery and Engagement Coordinator for Santa Barbara County's Office of Emergency Management. Romo says one of the key steps the county has taken is to connect homeowners with someone who can work with them through the process.
Every property that's been damaged by the disaster has an identified case planner who is assigned to that property for that property owner to work with directly.
Mary Beth Myers says the county is helped her deal with the new questions which seem to pop up daily. She says the process can be overwhelming.
It's a full-time job, you know. Everyone has to do this every day and track down every person and make phone calls and bug everyone. Even so, it's slow. We're all waiting, including the county, for those first answers from FEMA.
And Myers says she's hopeful the county will step up to streamline what can be a long bureaucratic process to get a building permit. She believes at best it will take years for people to rebuild. Has she thought about just selling her property and moving elsewhere?
I'm waiting to get either permission to build this little house, or they make it into a park or something, and someone writes me a check, and then I reconsider the whole thing.
In Montecito, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.